My given name is Edward Sistrom. My Islamic name is Omar Ski Ali. My current address is 1 Kelly Drive, Cole Township, PA 17866-1021. Also go online and review my on-call newspaper, page 7, about my case. It came out 10/18/16, entitled The Long Test and Faith of Omar Ski Ali. Also, if you contact me, I will make an arrangement to see that you hear a radio interview with my former attorney, the DA, an investigator pertaining to my case. There's also an article in the African Militant paper, May-June, issue 2003. In an article in the Philadelphia Daily News, page 8, 8/15/95, Deborah Zecca, Chief of Federal Investigation for the DA's office, is quoted as saying, case was not a question of Sistrom's guilt or innocence, but rather a procedural issue. My arrest was motivated by an informant and not the contentions of the DA. Their ID was the reason for probable cause. My contentions are enhanced by the assistant DA Norris Gelman's letter to me, 2001, to quote him, frankly, I do not know what you have in mind in seeking an informant information from what little I remember. There was an informant that led to the placing of several people in the lineup and which resulted in your identification. The code numbers from the FBI Freedom of Information Act I wasn't privy to, which are PH983C, PH421R, PH457-R. This is the uncensored information from the FBI that my attorney received, Terry B. Hindenburg, that they would not have sent this if they knew that it was uncensored when they sent it to us. During my lineup, I was treated to contrives, which were aimed at framing me, and yes, I was misidentified by the lone, traumatized victim who testified against me. Another victim, this is Roseanne Segretti, identified whoever was number 2 at the lineup. The example is that who attended the lineup on my behalf, there were at least 2 misidentifications. One was a police officer. I was permitted to appear in a lineup with 2 intelligent officers, 1 detective from homicide, and 1 polygraph operator, all who worked at the time at the police administration building. They all wore white t-shirts, while I wore a lavender-colored undershirt with no sleeves. This was brought to the attention of my then attorney, Nino Teneri, by my attorney, who was my attorney at that time in 1971. Now, I've said all this to say that you can go to the Final Call newspaper on page 7, 10/18/16, entitled, again, The Long Test of Faith of Omar Ski Ali. And you can find an article with the DA, my former attorney, an investigator, giving information, and the former police commissioner of Philadelphia giving testimony to my innocence. The former police commissioner, Sylvester Johnson, had also went to the DA's office and said to them that they stacked the deck against me by utilizing an all-white jury twice. Currently, the DA in Philadelphia or at least he wasn't the DA when I was tried, but the current DA in Philadelphia, Steph Williams, has just been indicted for all sorts of corruption. But Philadelphia has a long history of corruption. During the time that I was arrested, it was under the reign of then Frank Rizzo, who, for those who know, is the same crowd or the same law enforcement crowd when Mumia was arrested. This is the same mentality that brought me to where I'm currently at this particular time. And the more that we look into some of the information that I've just given to you, you will see exactly what I'm saying when you read those articles that I just quoted. Because then you can get it from a perspective of those who are in office and those who were in office as to their perception and perception about me and what happened in my case. Thank you very much.